This is Public Radio 90 WNMU. I'm Kurt Hosworth on the phone with a special guest today to talk about an event that's coming up in August in Marquette County. From the Habitat for Humanity, it's called Women Build, and it's an opportunity to give families a little leg up when it comes to affordable home ownership in Marquette County. And we're speaking with Cindy Noble today. She's the Affiliate Support Manager with Marquette County Habitat for Humanity. Good to have you on the line today.
Good to be here. Thanks, Kurt.
Yeah. So in early August, there's an event coming up, and I know we talked about one last year, and things were a little bit different during the time of COVID-19, which is still, you know, still present, but it's looking a lot more optimistic nowadays. And this is going to be an upcoming opportunity for people to really give back and help build some houses and also help with what's somewhat of a housing crisis in Marquette County and other places. So what can you tell us about this Women Build initiative?
Yeah, so the Women Build, we are doing again this year. This year will be August 5th through the 7th, which is a Thursday, Friday, and a Saturday, from about 8:30 to 4 p.m. And it's an opportunity for people to come together to help provide safe, affordable housing for families in Marquette County. Women, men, and youth 16 and over are welcome to come and enjoy the build.
And this is going to be an opportunity not just to learn how to do some building, but there's going to be some community aspects here. There's going to be some speakers involved. So what can you tell us about some of the other things that are going to be happening around this this weekend of Women Build?
Yeah, so the Women Build is to focus on skills and skills in the trades, of course, more so to encourage women who have not always been encouraged or as populated before in those areas. But of course, it is for all. Also, we do have some women speakers this year again. We have Andrew from the Land Bank Authority, Audrey Strum from Great Northern Title and Abstract, and Hannah Westra from Range Bank. And we'll have a speaker each day of the build. We also have some local folks who are helping us to provide the construction skills needed during the day to help our construction supervisor, Jay Langer, so we can have some extra hands-on and help and direction. And so we appreciate some of the folks from the Professional Women in Building group also helping.
So we've got some mentors and we have some people to kind of help rally the troops, so to speak, to help with this Women Build event the weekend of August 5th through 7th. Now, let's say someone's never done much around their house or they don't really know much about how to do this, but they're really interested. Are they still invited and do they have some experience that they can learn on the job, so to speak?
Yes. Last year, of course, we had folks who really had never touched many tools except maybe a hammer or something like that. I'm pretty much included with that. So I know I personally enjoyed last year being able to participate every day, learn for the first time how to do siding, how to put up drywall, things like that. So, or hang drywall, as they would say. So it's fun to learn the new skills and get the instruction and realize that you really can do this, you know, with somebody kind of showing you the way and the steps. You can help further your skills, and then you realize that you can apply those skills towards your own life and home, and that maybe you can handle some repairs projects better, or maybe you know some of the steps to take to help remedy a certain situation at your own residence.
So building some skills for your own life and your own home while helping others to have home ownership become a reality for families in Marquette County. Sounds like a good initiative there. Now, people need to bring anything in particular? I don't think they need to bring tools, but in terms of the days that they're out there, they'll need to make sure they're dressed appropriately, correct?
Correct, yep. We just ask that they have like closed-toed shoes, so tennis shoes or work boots, something like that. We pretty much provide everything else, the work gloves, helmets, you know, things that they're going to need, tools that they're going to need. So we've got that taken care of. We do have lunches donated again this year from some generous donors. So we thank them as well for generating those lunches. And then they get kind of a swag bag and, you know, from different sponsors in the area. So, yeah.
So volunteers will be taken care of in a lot of different ways to help with building these homes. And I'm seeing since 1991 that Women Build volunteers have been coming together to help build these homes. So that's wonderful that this is continuing on, into the year 2021. Now, if somebody wants to get on the bandwagon and take part in this latest event of Women Build, how can they get registered?
They can just go to our website, which is mqthabitat.org. And right on the main page there, they'll see the Women Build registration button, and they can just click on that. And that'll show them the information and more details on the Women Build event. We do ask for a donation towards the Build event, so they'll see that, and which is pricing goes down, the more people that register at once. So you can have teams and families and things like that registering. And then the registration page is right there as well.
Super. So that's Habitat for Humanity here in Marquette County, the Women Build, the event August 5th through 7th of this year. And again, mqthabitat.org is the place to go to get registered. And just a reminder that our guest right now is Cindy Noble. She's the affiliate support manager for the Marquette County Habitat for Humanity. Is there anything that we've missed along the way or anything else you'd like to add about Women Build?
No, I think it's an important year for it. With COVID, as you mentioned before, there's been a lot of, changes and shifts, and there is kind of a housing crisis going on in Marquette County and other areas as well, with it being difficult for people to, kind of bid on homes and obtain a home, with sometimes cash offers overseeing that. So it's a critical year to help people and families who are, trying to make a living and have affordability to be able to move into their homes. So
the Women Build event is an initiative to help make affordable homeownership a reality for families in Marquette County. Again, Thursday, August 5th is when that starts. No experience is necessary. And in fact, everyone is welcome, adults or children ages 16 or older. And again, our guest here, Cindy Noble, the affiliate support manager, talking about Women Build for Marquette County Habitat for Humanity. Thanks so much for taking the time to help spread the word about this important initiative.
Yeah, thanks very much, Kurt. We appreciate it.